Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Wildland firefighters have been a familiar sight around Colorado this summer. The U.S. Forest Service and other federal agencies have sent thousands of men and women here to protect homes, property, and natural areas. The work is physically demanding and sometimes dangerous, but the job doesn't come with health insurance benefits. Colorado Public Radio health reporter Eric Whitney says efforts are underway to change that.
Denver native John Lauer signed on as a wildland firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service 6 years ago.
It's a really exciting job. You get to spend a lot of time outdoors. You get to see a lot of interesting places. And there's something gratifying in doing a hard job well and, you know, pushing yourself and challenging yourself.
Seasonal firefighters' pay starts at about $11 an hour, a few dollars more if they're experienced. In a big fire season like this one, they can rack up so many overtime hours, it's almost like working a full year in a few months. If they're injured on the job, they get treatment under workers' compensation, but that's it. John Lauer saw how tough that is when one of his crew members had a son born prematurely.
Because he was uninsured, they got stuck with a $70,000 hospital bill. Kind of seeing the injustice of that, you know, while he's out there protecting people's homes, kind of drew the issue into focus for me.
So Lauer started an online petition drive on the website change.org to try to get seasonal firefighters the same health benefits as their federal colleagues who are employed year-round. Nearly 125,000 people have signed it so far, and it got the attention of Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Denver.
Just didn't seem fair to me, so we went ahead and put together the legislation.
DeGette is introducing a bill today to extend health coverage and life insurance benefits to seasonal wildland firefighters. She expects to start signing up co-sponsors for it now that Congress is back in session, and she'll be able to talk to colleagues about it face-to-face.
When politicians see these really brave men and women defending their communities and their states, and then they hear about the discrepancy in health insurance and life insurance that they get from, say, the local and the state firefighters that they're fighting alongside of, that really captures their attention. And when you see a petition like this that has been signed by 125,000 people so quickly, it really does get people's attention.
DeGette is awaiting word from the Congressional Budget Office on the price tag for the bill.
Once we get some idea of how much it would cost to give these folks health care benefits, then we can figure out someplace to get it from the budget so we can have an offset, and that would be my goal. I don't think we should deficit spend for a bill like this, and I don't think anybody's suggesting that.
DeGette says the money could come by spending less on private contractors who help fight wildfires. Constance Van Clay is the firefighter's wife who inspired John Lauer to launch the petition drive to get them health benefits. She thinks the public will support the bill when they learn that seasonal firefighters don't get coverage.
Yeah, it seems like that's something that shocks just about everybody who hears it.
Van Clay and her husband are still paying off their medical bills from their son's premature birth 4 years ago. Since then, he's been hired on full time and now has health benefits.
We have another son who was born after getting insurance, which, you know, made all the difference in the world for us. I didn't have to weigh whether or not seeing the doctor was important enough to justify an expense that might take years to pay back. It was much less stressful.
Congresswoman DeGette is optimistic that her bill will win enough bipartisan support to move quickly through Congress. Her goal is to have health coverage for wildland firefighters in place before next fire season. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.